Peters reporting the Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. It's a reversal of a federal appeals court ruling which struck down the law. Under the law, people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners are not allowed to own firearms. Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter in the case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As a heat wave deepens in parts of the country, correspondent Seth Borenstein reports on how heat stroke can affect people's health during extreme heat.
The one we've most heard about is called heat stroke. And what happens with that is when the body gets hot, your body tries to cool off. And so the blood rushes to your skin, which that means there's less blood running through your organs and your bloodstream. So then your blood pressure drops, and then the heart goes, hey, we got to do something. So it starts beating faster and pounding harder. And if you have some kind of heart disease, like coronary artery disease or something like that, that really can get you.
The U.S. is in the throes of a heat wave that is not expected to ease until next week. Lawyers for Donald Trump are arguing the Justice Department prosecutor who charged the former president with hoarding classified documents at his Florida estate was illegally appointed and that the case should therefore be dismissed. The argument over the legality of Special Counsel Jack Smith's appointment kicked off a three-day hearing that's set to continue next week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ dropped 32. This is SRN News. Louisiana goes back to the Bible.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a law that will require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, making Louisiana the first state to do so. The governor says, quote, if you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original law given, which was Moses. The American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are vowing to challenge the new law in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say a new law strengthening protections for pregnant workers has been a lifeline for many low-income women seeking accommodations from employers. Were it not for the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, those women might otherwise have been forced to take unpaid leave. But a year after the act took effect, many women are still confronting employers who don't know about it, misunderstand its scope, or simply refuse to comply. Democrats started a legal battle over whether the new law covers abortion. SRN News. A tremendous outpouring of love for a veteran in New England.
Marine Corps veteran Jerry Brooks died alone in a nursing home in Maine, abandoned and all but forgotten. Then the funeral home posted a notice asking if anybody would like to serve as a pallbearer or simply attend the funeral. Within minutes, it was turning away volunteers to carry the casket. Hundreds of people who knew nothing about the 86-year-old man were giving him a final salute with full military honors. Semper Fi, Marine. Jason Walker reporting.
An autopsy determined that an Iowa truck driver who disappeared last fall and whose body was found in a farm field this spring died of hypothermia related to acute methamphetamine intoxication. Dr. Kelly Cruz ruled that 53-year-old David Schultz's death was an accident. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.